You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, August 1st. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.7 billion. That's how much a new deal Moderna has struck with the U.S. government is worth. The agreement is to sell 66 million doses of an updated version of the biotech company's COVID-19 vaccine. The booster mixes the original vaccine with an update that targets the latest strains of the virus. That's a lower price than a similar deal Pfizer announced back in June. The rival pharmaceutical company will receive an implied per-dose price of $30.48, while Moderna's nets out to $26.36. But it was still a much higher price than Moderna reached last June, when the government paid $3.3 billion for 200 million doses. Moderna noted that the government sets the prices for vaccines, and a spokesman said, "We can't speculate on others' negotiations with the U.S. government." It's the latest signpost in the competition around COVID-19 vaccines. The deal beat some analysts' predictions, and the stock was up on the news. Altogether, Moderna and Pfizer will make 171 million booster doses for the fall and winter, with the government able to expand orders to 300 million doses each. The first deliveries from both companies are expected in early fall. The next number is 3/4. That's roughly how much Wayfair shares have lost in value so far this year. And now, ahead of its earnings report this week, some analysts are cautioning that bad times may continue for the online home goods retailer. According to FactSet, 9 out of 31 analysts currently rate Wayfair at sell or equivalent, and only 8 are bullish. On Friday, Wells Fargo's Zachary Fadem cut his price target to $45. The analyst noted two major headwinds for Wayfair. First, retail itself is in a tricky spot. Consumers have purchased home goods at a faster clip during the pandemic, but now they have what they need. And as inflation and a potential recession dominate headlines, many Americans will respond by tightening their budgets. Higher mortgage rates could also limit sales for Wayfair and its peers. Next, Fadem notes that Wayfair continues to spend aggressively on long-term growth, which casts doubt on when the company will become profitable. Consensus estimates say that won't happen in any quarter this year or next. Wayfair's stock has dropped over 73% so far this year. Our last number is 33%. That's roughly how much hedge funds in aggregate have trimmed the percentage of their portfolios invested in the Sweet 16 group of stocks. That's according to Jefferies data. That group of stocks includes Nvidia, Qualcomm, Tesla, PayPal, and others, as well as the FANG stocks, Facebook parent company Meta, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet. The funds have cut the percentage they invested in those stocks to about 16%, down from about 24%. That means hedge funds aren't betting on big tech, and some have even taken short positions in Apple, Nvidia, and Tesla. It shouldn't come as a huge surprise. Challenges in digital advertising and streaming have made growth in these stocks more difficult, and investment managers are looking for new opportunities. Secular growth stocks are now a popular pick. Those are companies that offer products and services that can displace the traditional ways consumers and businesses work. Amid fears of a recession, the thought is that these companies can still grow by taking market share from the competition. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, August 1st. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.